We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We got Linda Tiener in from the UFM Community Learning Center. And I'm going to talk a little bit about spring 2020 classes. And I understand there are a few already underway.
Yeah, we start classes as soon as the catalog comes out, sometimes almost before it does. We already have water aerobics going. We have chair yoga already going. We've already had acrylic pour class. We've already had other classes starting. They start throughout the semester, so the fact that it may be February doesn't mean that you have already missed out, because a lot of our classes will start throughout the semester. Swimming lessons start next week, and we have swimming lessons from everything from infant parent classes to toddler to regular swimming lessons, and a few private lessons, although I think they are probably already full. But I believe we still have room in a number of our group lessons, and you can sign up anytime to do that.
Great. And where do you guys do that at?
We use the K-State Natatorium.
Okay.
So it's a nice inside space, and we have classes that start around 6 o'clock. We have the pool from 6 to 7:30, Monday through Thursday and Saturday mornings. And so we're able to offer lessons as many as we can during that time.
Well, and I see you started from 6 months on up. That's great.
Yes, we do. And then we have adult water aerobics classes. They're both regular, I don't know what you call, shallow and deep water aerobics, so that you can get into the real deep water and get a workout there, or you can do the shallow water hydro aerobics as well.
Great. I imagine that's pretty popular. Something I probably wouldn't be too – I'm not a big swimmer, but I do I like getting in the pool, but – water aerobics seems a little above me.
Well, it's good exercise, yeah. I will say. And you don't have to be very experienced to get in the water and get some exercise. The resistance of the water really makes a difference. We also have a class a couple days a week, right after work, about 5:15. For those that are interested in something like that, we can help them out with that as well.
Do you lifeguard training too?
We do lifeguard training, yes. That will be coming up. And it's a blended learning experience now. Red Cross offers the book learning part online, and then you go in and actually have the in-water skills testing and learning. So it's a little quicker in person than it used to be, but we do have lifeguard training coming up. We even have some kayaking classes where you'll learn safety on using your kayak in the pool before you get out into open water.
Boy, those could be good for just about anybody, not just necessarily if you want to be a lifeguard, but just, you know, water safety in general.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You have a lot of photography classes coming up as well.
We do. We have some excellent photography teachers. We've got the Introduction to Digital Photography. We have a portrait class. And then we also have a class on how to take pictures for your organization. So that you can maximize the education and learning about your organization through photos. Photos are very effective at being able to share what's going on. And so this class is designed specifically for businesses and nonprofit organizations to learn how best to use those photos, how to take them, how to set them up, and how to utilize them.
All right. That's a great, you know, that's a skill that a lot of people don't have.
It is. And we've had a lot of people come through those classes, and the instructor that teaches some of our other photography classes as well. So it's a really cool class, and not very expensive considering what you get for it. So any of our photography classes are really super. And then we've got the bicycle repair classes going on this spring. It's time to get your bicycle out, get it ready for spring, and we have classes on maintenance, on repair, so that you can figure out how to take care of your bike yourself.
Okay, yeah, all good stuff there. Mm-hmm. And those are all highly recommended classes. What else do you have coming up?
Well, new this spring, we've got a tapestry weaving class. We haven't been able to offer weaving for a while, and so that should be real interesting. And we have a stained glass class as well, which is often requested, and we've been able to find a teacher for that. So that will be fun to learn the art of stained glass. There's skill to that, and we hope that we can share that with the community. Another class that has been very popular is called Acrylic Pour, and it's learning how to use acrylic paints And rather than just using a brush to paint them on, you use pour methods to create very interesting designs on your canvas. We have some samples at the office. We have a sample in the catalog, a couple, I believe, on what it might look like and what you could do. They're more abstract, but they're very fun and cool, and anybody can do them. So I recommend that as well for something new and interesting to do.
Yeah, and I imagine that they're beautiful paintings here, what's mm-hmm. in the catalog. I imagine that's very therapeutic going through a class like that.
Yeah, it is. And my husband is an acrylic artist, and he does a lot of abstract stuff. And he's kind of enjoyed pouring, using different kinds of strainers and devices to get interesting and unusual shapes and effects on the canvas. So you can do some really interesting, unusual things once you understand the technique.
All right. You have some very good technology and finance classes. Those always come in handy.
Yes, we do. We have everything from understanding your iPhone to digital information, misinformation, checking your facts, which seems to be more important all the time. How to understand what you read and whether it's real or whether it's something that somebody has faked. I heard just this morning on the news about some fake news that was coming out about the coronavirus and needing to check your facts to make sure that what you get is good, correct information.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's so easy to get misinformed on a lot of stuff on social media these days. I think a class like that would be beneficial to anybody to take.
Yeah, I think so too. And one thing that I want to mention is the family financial planning class. Gary Fick from the Extension Office will be doing that for us. Should be very good planning on how to plan a budget, how to kind of take care of your finances, short-term and long-term. He's had some special training in that area, so I think it'll be a very, very good, very objective look at finances. He's not selling anything. He is just there to share information.
Yeah, Gary's very passionate about that. Every
yes,
time I talk
is.
To him about it, that's right up his alley. So.
Yep, that's for sure. That's for sure.
And then, yeah, the catalog's great. It's got so much information. Where can they get the catalog, by the way?
Mm-hmm. They can pick up the catalog at the library. We have stands in several places around town. We have several on campus. They can come by the office and pick up a catalog. They can also look at the catalog online. If you go to our homepage at tryufm.org, that's tryufm.org, there is a flip box right in the middle of that page where you can get a PDF of the catalog and look at it all right there online, so you don't have to leave your house. But there are many places around town where you can pick up our catalog.
I love just the unique classes. I like thumbing through here and just seeing, you know, what you have. Frog watch training, that really caught my eye here, and then stargazing as well.
Yeah. We have a wide variety of things, and you know, we never know exactly what we're going to have until we put the catalog together, because we ask the community to share what they know with others. That's a unique thing about us. We don't have a faculty. We ask everybody to share, and this community has been so good at sharing all kinds of information. So you get frog watching. There's going to be a training for sports coaches and things that we're doing in cooperation with Parks and Recreation that'll be coming up. We've got fun cooking classes, and a lot of them are international classes taught by natives of their country who are here going to school or working in the community. So we have things like sushi rolling, which is exceptionally popular. And I believe this time it's kind of a family sushi rolling.
Yeah.
So take it with your mom or your dad and have fun. We've got a French chocolate cake that is going to be fabulous. I think Mally Sisson is doing that class for us again. Nope, got somebody new doing that this time. French chocolate cake class. It should be wonderful. It's all done in, the title is in French. I don't speak French at all, so I'm not going to try it.
Yeah.
And there's a Japanese class that's coming up. Just lots of interesting things. Check out the catalog, because there's probably something for everybody.
And speaking of something for everybody, a lot of stuff for kids too.
Lots of stuff for kids. So in addition to swimming lessons, we have some youth archery classes. We have a pre-K hip-hop class so they can get up and move around. We've got tennis classes for youth. that are available, and there are scholarships available for tennis classes specifically. We have martial arts classes, so we really have classes for kids about age 3 and up. We have a photography class for kids. We mentioned the sushi rolling class already. So there's lots of things for people of all ages at UFM.
Yeah. Got to check out the catalog for sure. Tryufm.org, the website, and you can get it there. Plenty of recreation, fitness activities.
Oh, yes, lots. We have a whole section of yoga.
Yeah.
Yoga morning, noon, and night. it's a very popular and good activity for fitness. So all kinds of recreation, fitness classes, archery for adults, tennis for kids and adults, dance classes, probably learning how to run a marathon, all kinds of things available.
All right. And, you know, I thumbed through here and, you know, all the fees, very, very affordable.
Well, we try to keep them very affordable. You know, we are self-supporting. We don't get grant money to underwrite what we do. So we have to charge a fee, but we try to keep them as affordable as we possibly can. And we have scholarships available for almost any class that you might want to take.
Okay. Tryufm.org again for the UFM Community Learning Center. Anything else, Linda?
No, just keep your eye out for new things that are coming up. Talk 20 MHK will be coming after spring break at the library, and that's always an interesting special event. We're looking for people who'd like to share right now. So if there's somebody who has a passion for something and would like to do a short presentation using PowerPoint slides, you get 20 slides, 20 seconds per slide to discuss what you're doing. So you get about 7 minutes to talk about whatever it is you're interested in. The very interesting, it's been very popular. We get super attendance at every one we've ever done, and they're always fascinating. We've had everything from sword fighting to walking the Appalachian Trail to beekeeping, lots of things. So we're open to anything you might want to share.
All right. That's always a fun deal. We love covering that. So
looking
forward to that. Linda, appreciate you being here, and hope everyone checks out tryufm.org for more information. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on KMAN.